Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
This episode of Fat Mascara is sponsored by BetterHelp. Listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small. Therapy is a safe space to get those things off your chest. Plus, it can help you develop coping skills that make your life easier. I will give you an example. If you've listened to this podcast for a while, you've probably heard me say it to Jess or to a guest, reframe. Well, I learned that technique from a therapist. Here's an example. Now that I'm a freelance writer and podcaster, I get lonely working from home, and I feel like I'm never going to get to collaborate on projects again. And that's the truth. Reframe, I get to choose which projects I work on, so I'm in control of what I work on. And if I want to collaborate more with others, I don't have to ask anyone's permission. I can just do it. See what I did there? That's reframing. If you've been thinking about starting therapy or are looking for someone to help you process things and give you coping skills, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/mascara today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/mascara. Again, BetterHelp.com/mascara. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hello, hello. It's Fat Mascara.
Hello.
In full effect. I'm
it's
Jessica.
In full effect.
Full effect. What's up?
I'm Jen. Hi, everyone. Welcome. Jess, can I just say, you know, sometimes we're not on the listening end of our podcast because, you know, we're on the mic end of it. But last Friday, I had so much fun listening to your interview with Matthew. I totally get that. I got that feeling you get when you listen to a podcast and you're like, oh my God, my two friends are talking and I'm there in the room with them. And I just kept wanting to interject and be like, uh-huh, me too.
Oh, I'm glad you liked
such
it.
Such a good chat. Yeah, he seems like so much fun and makes you want to go to LA and hang out with him.
I did. I was, you know, I'm not an LA person. No offense, LA. I don't think I'd survive there.
I think cities have personalities and people who have a choice to live where they live. Yeah. They match up with the personality of their city. Yeah.
I did feel jealous though. I felt like the warmth, I could see like the warmth on his skin. Meanwhile, I was wearing like my coat inside.
Jess is in like a leopard print wool sweater with like black headphones.
I love this wool sweater. I love this leopard.
It's adorable.
This is like 7 years old. It still looks good.
You're a New York person.
I guess so.
I think I am too. But he was so much fun.
He was great.
Such a good chat.
Yeah. Happy for him. Love that for him.
No, but no, that's what you say when you're actually not happy for him, but you are happy for him.
Right? I think when I'm not happy for someone, it's silence from like, good for him. And then it's quiet. Oh, I better remember that.
or lest I be on the receiving end of that.
Nice. What is yours? What is your like insincere happy?
It's more of a facial thing that people can't see. It's just like pressed lips together, yeah. Like a rate. Like you see this face I'm making?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Great. Like you can picture the face.
You're not even trying there. It's
it comes to me easily. What can I say? No. Do you know what's funny? Actually, my friend told me, because I am like this, you know, Schadenfreude, it's real. I speak German now, Schadenfreude. Yeah.
But I was like, oh, really flexing that German.
I'm going to get the word wrong, but it is Freude as at the end, but it's the opposite of that feeling. It is finding joy in other people's joy.
Oh.
And it's also a German word.
That's beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful? And I said to my friend, well, there's a reason every American knows the term Schadenfreude and not
we don't know the other term,
which I cannot even remember right now. Yeah. But when she said that, I said, oh, I think I do get that as much, but it's probably not as strong a feeling as the Schadenfreude. So I'm going to work on cultivating that, which
that's
would mean
beautiful.
Getting rid of the face that I just made at you. But
the joy through other people's joy. I get that like when, this sounds really very saccharine, but like on, I forget what they call it, but like on the Today Show, they have like our happy video. They call it something. So if people watch the Today Show, they're going to be like shouting, like, it's called the blah, blah of the week or the blah, blah of the day. But they show like videos of, you know, somebody coming home who hasn't been home in like 9 years, or like a soldier reuniting with his dog and the dog jumps 9 feet. You know, like it's like those little happy videos. And I always get very tearful with them.
Oh, yeah. And like the Good News Movement on Instagram. Which and then they suggested other follows for me besides the Good News Movement. And I follow them all. Yes. I also, while you were talking, I just looked up the term. It's Freudenfreude, which is the lovely enjoyment of another person's success.
Oh, that's Freudenfreude.
Okay. Isn't that great?
So maybe
I'm so glad I looked that up because
when you feel it,
we can all.
Can we ring a bell or something?
An angel gets its wings.
Freudenfreude.
Freudenfreude. Yes. Yes. I don't know if it's all going to happen live on the podcast while we're recording. It might happen, you know, somewhere else. And then I'll, but if it does happen, I'll report back to you and our listeners. How about that?
Okay. I love that. We'll be less cynical in 2022.
Yeah.
I love that.
We're growing together.
Good. I could use that.
Yeah, it's good. We're going to talk about the news this week. A little science corner, raise some wands. How's that sound?
Science corner. People loving the science corner, Jen.
You know, it's no business desk, but I do my best.
It's okay. There's always next week for me.
Yes.
Okay. All so right, let's get to it. Let's get to it. Jen, I'm feeling your joy.
Here we go. Time for the news. Okay. So last week, Maybelline launched the Green Edition. It's actually the first makeup range to be certified by the Cradle to Cradle program, which is really cool. It's like a very excellent measure of sustainability that I have written about and reported on. And I believe they're the only makeup line right now, or makeup collection, I should say, that has a certification. So for now, there's only a tinted face oil. Don't you love the names we come up with? I mean, that thing is like, ever since Ilia did their tint serum and Kosas has one, like these are really tinted moisturizers, right?
I think, I got to say the Ilia, because I'm a big fan of the Ilia tinted serum. It's lighter than a tinted moisturizer.
Okay, you're right.
It's even lighter.
So I guess the oil name is better. These are like sheerer, not as creamy, more of a like slip to them, right?
People really don't want to wear face makeup right now.
Filter in a bottle, you know?
They want filter in a bottle and I actually, for me, the pendulum is going the other way because I'm actually wanting a little bit more coverage right now.
You're doing like Max Factor pancake.
No, I'm not going pancake, but I'm starting to realize.
Hourglass vanish thick.
As I'm going about out and about in the world, it's all well and good when you're home on Zoom, but as I'm going out and about in the streets, by 1 p.m., I look like I just rolled out of bed. So I'm actually needing a little bit more coverage. And Ilia is coming out with, they've actually come out with it, I think already, is like something with more coverage, like a level up from the serum. So it's interesting. Sorry, I took you off your Maybelline item, but as we're talking about this.
I'm going to inject, this wasn't planned for, but as we talk about Ilia, the
Familia Sieg, the Corton Clarins family, their investment group just acquired a majority stake in Ilya. That was big news this week. Sorry, well, that's your business
very
desk.
Smart.
So, yeah, I'm going to stay away from that topic. That's more my partner's beat. And I'll let her, you know, analyze that later. But I thought that was a really cool acquisition on their part. And they're not really known for being a conglomerate that acquires. They usually just do they invested in Pi last year, you know, the British skincare brand. Anyway, so
yeah.
The Clarins, they are now a majority stake in Ilya. And that's not what I was talking about. So I should get back
folks,
on topic, shouldn't I? Yes.
Folks, the Ilya True Skin Serum Foundation comes out on the 8th of February. So this is actually perfect timing.
It just came out. Yeah, great.
Yeah, so get your hands on it. Okay.
Great. So poor Maybelline, they're like, what about us? You were talking about us. So they've got this tinted face oil. TBD, I actually ordered some, so I'll let you know how it compares to those two other products we were just talking about. There's a mascara, tinted lip balm, and all vegan, packaging made with recycled materials. Each product contains minimum of 70% natural origin ingredients. And this is key, from sustainable natural origins. Just so all of you Fat Mascara listeners who are so wise know, and I'm sure you do know this, saying something has natural origins can sometimes be worse for the environment. Think about patchouli, going and cutting down some trees to make a perfume. That's not good because that's not sustainable. It's really hard to grow. So sometimes a lab-derived ingredient can be better for the environment. So if they're doing natural origin, it's great to know it's from sustainable natural sources. So I thought that was very cool. And I will report back once I try my Maybelline Green Edition products. In other cool sustainability news, there's this company called Full Circle, and they develop cosmetic and personal care ingredients made entirely from plant-based leftovers. So upcycling, if you will. Well, they just announced their newest creation. It's called, Barley Tonic, but I think it might be Barley Tonique. It's made with the spent barley grounds from beer brewing. So after they make the beer, there's that mash there. It's rich in proteins. They treat it with an enzyme. So this resulting ingredient ends up being soothing. And they did an in vivo study. When they apply it topically, it reduces skin redness in 30 minutes. As a rosacea sufferer, I am all about this. And then the results get even better over time. Are you ready for my product idea? If there's an investment company out there, are you ready for the pitch, Jess?
Ready.
Okay, because you guys know how it works. The makeup and skincare companies, they see these raw ingredients from the suppliers and they're like, okay, let's work that into next quarter's offering. Well, here's what you need to do. Take this ingredient. You know how alcohol makes your skin red, especially for people with rosacea? You'll get flushing after you have a drink.
Mm-hmm.
Put it in a product that's like, are you drinking and get red? Want to have a beer without flushing? Use our beer-based upcycled product. Okay, I got to work on the name. Jess is not feeling this. Poison to fix the... Does it make sense to you?
If this was Shark Tank, I would say...
It sounded so much better when I was thinking about it before we got on the line.
I would give my money to the muffin lady.
Was she a recent Shark Tank?
No, I'm just I feel like they're all muffin ladies.
So anybody's muffins are better than my beer brewed skincare that stops redness from beer drinking?
There's a market. It's interesting, but refine. There's something there. There's something there.
Okay, judge. Back to the drawing table. You know there's somebody out there at some skincare company who's like, oh. She's kind of screwed that up.
I'm sure it's being worked on right now.
I'll take the nugget of that and work with it.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. And better news. Okay, we've been reporting on the Crown Act as states here in America start to adopt this. It is to end race-based hair discrimination. And there's, I believe, 12, borderline 13 states right now. There's still 36 states that have yet to pass legislation. Well, Dove released a new video last week and research findings to help raise awareness and pass more legislation. Their report found that 53% of Black mothers whose daughters have experienced hair discrimination say that they experienced it as early as 5 years old. And then approximately 80% of Black teens who experience this type of discrimination have endured it by the age of 12, meaning this is like a children's mental health issue too. Imagine what that does to a little girl's self-esteem. There's a video they put out and it is so touching and it's based on true stories. So I'm going to link to that on the blog so you guys can listen. And hopefully with this campaign of awareness, it'll get passed at every state. That would make me so happy.
I don't understand why it's not passed, but...
I mean, I know these things take time, but let's do this. Let's do this, whatever states are left that have not done this. Not nearly as important, but another beauty video, a little campaign that I've been loving.
Clay DePoe as a new spokesperson in Martha Stewart, and I cannot get enough of her TikTok campaign.
Being effortless is key. Now add a touch of gloss. Then say the magic phrase.
Clay DePoe, Clay DePoe, Clay DePoe.
That's right. That's Martha. She's explaining. She does a lot of thirst trap selfies, that lady. And they are good.
She's very sensual.
Yeah. So smart, smart Clay DePoe was like, you know what? Let's capitalize on this. They are using her for a campaign in TikTok. Mm-hmm. I think it's Clay DePoe's first TikTok campaign. I don't know. I love when people who like you can tell are not like the TikTok user get on there and just like kill it. Like take this teenager's doing a weird dance. I'm Martha Stewart and here you go. So it's really cute. I'll link to that too. And last, shall we go to the science corner?
I think we're going. Here's what I'm thinking. I want to change up the music from time to time.
This is literally the second week I've had Science Corner music and you want to change it already.
I just don't think we need to be married to these tracks.
Oh, okay. So, cool. So you're going to go research all the stock music and send me some more music.
Yeah.
You realize we can't have anything like that's an actual song. By the way, I looked into that because I asked our listeners and they had all the great songs that could be my.
No,
like,
I know you can't get.
I can't afford the licensing.
Science,
you guys have
weird
no,
science.
You have no idea how much music licensing fees are. Insane. So
people got to get paid. These artists, they.
No, I 100% understand. I'm sure there's other podcasts that just use it and hope the artist doesn't, you know, reach out. Like after that one time we played a Kanye song like 5 years ago and got a letter from his lawyer, I was like, yep. We're not doing that again.
It's smart to play by the books, play by the rules.
Yes.
But
back to the music.
I just
you're sick of my music.
I don't think we're there yet.
Do you like your business desk music at least?
I think. All right. Let's take this offline.
You've got homework. Here we go, people. A study of middle school students in China found that students exposed to ambient aromatherapy had significantly higher measures of joy, hope, relaxation, and positive high arousal academic emotion. By the way, that's just like a fancy science term. It's this specialized survey they do, and it basically takes a student and tests whether they're anxious, bored, or enjoying themselves. So just that part of it is not very clear, but basically, when they put ambient aromas in the classrooms, all of the scores on these things went up. The cool thing for me is before they did this, they tested 5 different aromas to like find the most pleasing one.
So what aromas were there?
They tested rosemary, lemon, mint, lavender, and sweet orange. So you know all of those now. Which do you think is going to have a positive effect on middle school students?
Okay. Is it rosemary?
Yes.
Definitely not that.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like a middle schooler in rose. I don't know. Lemon.
I just don't
mint.
See them being into rosemary. Okay. Lemon, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm putting that aside. And you said mint?
Mint.
Okay, I'm putting that aside.
Lavender?
No, they're not into that.
Okay. Sweet orange.
Sweet orange. I'm going to say sweet orange or...
Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, okay.
I have Freudenfreude for you, Jess. Oh. I am taking joy in your success.
I'm like surprised. Okay, that's because it's like sweet and it's familiar to them.
And fresh.
And friendly. It's a friendly scent.
Yeah,
it's a friendly scent.
I think about Clinique Happy, the perfume.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
I know that has some orange essential kind of notes in it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so once they established that orange was indeed a positive scent for them, they had a control group set up and they had the students smelling this. The other cool thing to me was that it was not like they pumped it into the air ducts. This wasn't like a high-tech thing. All they did was take 3% concentration of this essential oil and water and put it in reed diffusers in the classroom. And
just reed diffusers.
Yeah,
this wasn't
remember,
a fancy
like,
filtration system.
No, and this isn't like, you know, this was a research paper, peer-reviewed, published, so that like the students didn't know this was happening and they still had higher ratings because of that ambient aroma. I just think we can't underestimate
teachers,
smell. Yes.
Educators, yes. Anyone who's listening, this is a wonderful thing maybe to try with your students. Yes, I was thinking about if you are the parent of like an anxious student, you know, they don't, you know, either they're nervous at school or they don't like school, maybe sneak a little into their backpack something scented. Then I was like, maybe a dot on their mask. Are they still wearing a mask to school? Maybe a little sweet orange oil on the outside of their mask, you know?
Yeah.
I think nice. We'll take whatever we can get these days to bring us joy and less anxiety. And if it's sweet orange oil, well, okay.
So be it.
So be it.
That is a great practical tip.
Thank you. The Science Corner sometimes has action items within it. And you're welcome.
There's our action item. Okay. Love it. Thank you.
Hey everyone, it's Jen, and I have decided this is going to be the summer of uniform dressing. I'm going to have a few pieces on heavy rotation, and I'm telling you right now, they're all going to be linen, and they're all going to be from Quince. I don't know why I'm going so hard on linen right now, but it just feels right. And Quince specializes in timeless pieces made of premium fabric, and the best part is that all the Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30. I am personally very into the 100% European linen pants. They're cropped and easy. There's even a cute pinstriped version. And when I wear them, I look like I just stepped off a yacht. Do I have a yacht? No. Do I know what yachters wear? No, but that's the vibe. The linen pants come in sizes extra small to 3X, and they're less than $40. Okay, like 10 cents less. They're $39.90. But the quality is excellent, and they wash really well. How does Quince do it? They cut out the cost of the middleman and pass the savings on to us. Plus, Quince works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/fatmascara for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com, Q-U-I-N-C-E, quince.com/fatmascara to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/fatmascara.
Summer is fast approaching, which means it's shapewear season. Just kidding. It's really wedding season. But I just got an invitation to a wedding in Philadelphia, and guess what I'll be wearing? Honey Love. I'm not sure about the rest of the outfit or the dress, but the shapewear is going to be Honey Love. Here's why. Honey Love has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating when you're wearing shapewear. Plus, they have lingerie-inspired design details that you'll want to show off, and all their fabrics are breathable to keep you nice and cool, which is perfect for hot days. Let me tell you a story. I remember being at a wedding, this was a few years ago, pre-Honeylove, and I wore a jumpsuit, and I wasn't sure if the bathroom door locked well, but I had to take off the entire jumpsuit and then roll down the shapewear to pee, and I was like holding onto the back of the door at the same time, completely naked in the bathroom, and it took so long, and I caused this whole backup of the bathroom line, and after that, I was like, never again. Until Honeylove came along. Honeylove's superpower shorts have a 100% cotton gusset, so you don't have to wear underwear underneath. And there's a convenient opening in the underwear area, so you don't have to take off the whole thing to go to the bathroom. It's so easy. Honeylove products make you look good and feel good. Whether it's for a wedding, event, an everyday boost of confidence, Honeylove is the perfect plus one. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. That's honeylove.com/mascara. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off. The summer vibes are just getting started, so shape your life with Honeylove.
Okay, everyone, I am one of those people who, when it comes to wellness, sorry, but it's got to fit into the pockets of my day. 5 minutes here, 7 minutes there, when I'm like in the kitchen and I'm microwaving something long, it's got to be convenient. And that is why Alo Moves works for me. My mindset has changed. The app makes it easy for me to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place and bite-sized little bits. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, so much more. From beginner to advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that's going to fit into your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what you're feeling that day.
You know what feeling I'm feeling most days? I'm feeling 10 minutes. I've been doing Joanna Thompson's. Right, that's about it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good.
10 minutes. Joanna Thompson does these yoga lattes in 10. One day will be abs. One day will be arms. Today, Jess, is booty day. And we're just going to get it done all in 10 minutes. If you're trying to get a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like the sweat-inducing yoga flows or the reformer Pilates workouts without weights. You can also find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, learn to do dry brushing. How many times have we talked about dry brushing on this podcast? Aloe Moves will teach you how to do it.
Unlock your personal wellness routine with Aloe Moves. Go to aloemoves.com now and use the code MASCARA20 for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's aloemoves.com, code MASCARA20. aloemoves.com, code MASCARA20.
Okay, it's time to raise a wand. We've got Anna in from Chicago. Anna, take it away.
Hi, Jess. Hi, Jen. My raise a wand this week is the Verst Skincare Sunday Morning Antioxidant Oil Serum. Wow, that was a mouthful. It is half serum, half oil, and you shake the bottle to mix them together before you apply it to your skin. Its key ingredients are sea buckthorn extract, camellia oil, vitamin E, chamomile flower extract, and jojoba oil. It has been such a lifesaver this winter as my Chicago apartment is super dry, but because using this product, my skin barrier has never been stronger. And I love that it's like non-greasy. It gives me antioxidant benefits that I might miss out on since my skin doesn't love vitamin C. I use it after a hydrating serum, but before my moisturizer and SPF every morning. And it is just lovely. I highly recommend. It's $20 at Target or on the Verst website. So yeah, that's my raise a wand. I hope you guys have a great week.
So I don't know if Anna remembers this. Well, she knows by now because I actually already reached out to her. But we are now sending our listeners the product that they raise a wand to. So that means, Anna, your dry skin is going to get re-moisturized with your Sunday morning antioxidant oil serum. I also kind of love that she provided a bit of an antidote. Thank you.
Antidote.
I was going for antidote. Because remember last week, our listener liked a vitamin C serum, and Anna just cannot take a vitamin C serum, so this is her serum. Still got the antioxidants, just not with that power of the vitamin C. I think that's a really good raise one. And now you get a free one. Super fun.
So just a quick caveat, it's only if you live in the mainland US, you get a free product,
yes,
right?
Thank you for that disclaimer. And in case you forget how to share your raise a wand with the rest of the Fat Mascara fam, you can email us at info@fatmascara.com, send a little voice memo that way, or call us 646-481-8182. All that information is in the show notes of the podcast that you just clicked on, which is the one that you're listening to right now.
Nice. Jen, what's your raise a wand?
Okay. So we've been having some snow here in the northeast of the United States. As you know, I have a hairless dog. He's already such a... My sister-in-law said, he's neurotic. And I was like, once you labeled it, it's so much better that I just have a label for it. He is a special, special dog. Anxious, nervous. He's got no hair. He's freaking freezing all the time. But as you know, the chemicals in that ice melt that they put down, it's not just the salt. There's also like special chemicals in there.
There's
it can
like crazy
burn their
chemicals.
Little claws
yeah,
when they go for boots. A walk. Yeah. And boots are, so I've talked to so many dog owners. In fact, a lot of people were messaging me. It's really hard to find boots that A, stay on, B, that the dog will tolerate. Like we tried the Velcro kind. He doesn't have any fur that like it can grip onto. They fell right off. But I was doing like a little bit of a sidewalk sale last summer of like, you know, just cleaning out the house. And one of the people that stopped by was this woman and she's looking and we got to talking. Pawz, P-A-W-Z is the name of her company. She has married into the company the family that owns this company. So she's like the head of their marketing or whatever. And she was like, you should try Pawz. She saw Wolfgang and we were talking about them. So I bought some Pawz. They look like little balloons. They look like little plastic balloons. Or like foot condoms, if you will. And yeah. You put them on and they don't come off. And I think they're sheer enough that the dog can kind of like still feel the ground beneath him.
Right.
Dew claw
he can steady himself.
If he needs to. The only thing I'll recommend, and there's no better way to explain this, but that when you pull them off, don't pull them off like like think about a condom, like roll it off. And if you're worried about sustainability, you can reuse them, even though they're like biodegradable, the material, you can reuse them with the same pair we've been using like the last 20 times. And I mean, they'll rip eventually, but they sell them in packs of like 20. Pause, PAWZ. And they're sized like very specifically, which is also key. Anyway, you know, if you're a dog owner, you probably have the struggle.
Does he seem to mind when you put them on and off?
The first time they like, I probably posted this video, they just walk like all like high stepped, like they don't understand what's going on. Like dogs in snowshoes are so cute. But then once he's out there with them on, it's so much better. It's not burning his feet, you know? And I think they make it less cold.
Oh gosh.
Yeah.
It's gotta be so weird for a dog.
Not like a husky, but he's like the opposite of a husky.
No, but I mean like to be like when they put that snow down, it's not nice. I mean, that's the salt, the melters down.
Yeah, and it's also very it's not crunchy just like and stinging. It's probably not fun for them.
Yeah, it's like what the hell is going on here?
Okay. So raise a wand to paws. Sorry, that wasn't a beauty product, but his paws are more beautiful now that he wears them.
Well, I think it was a useful tip, you know, for dog owners. Very useful. Okay, so thank you for sharing that.
I hope you're bringing the glamour.
I'm bringing the glamour. I'm going to bring a brand that is old as time, but we have never once mentioned it on our show. I'm almost positive we've never mentioned it. And this brand is like iconic. Fidomer.
Have we never talked about Fidomer?
We've never talked about Fidomer, the skincare brand.
Why is that? That is a classic.
I don't know, because
like a French pharmacy classic.
It's a French pharmacy brand, beautiful skincare. You know, it's so funny. This is not the product that I'm mentioning, but I loaned, what a weird thing to say. I gave my friend a Fidomer moisturizer once, just like she, you know, wanted to try different moisturizers. I gave her a bunch. She's so not into beauty. And I asked her, I was like, did any of those moisturizers work out for you? And she was like, yes, I'm obsessed with, and she like pronounced it all wrong. She's like, I need more of that. And I was like, oh my God. Like Fidomer is such a beautiful brand with beautiful products. I think we sleep on it. So I went to the Harper's Bazaar Beauty Closet a couple of weeks ago, and I hadn't been there in a long time. And I saw they sent a mailing with a bunch of different products. And I was like, let me try some things. I haven't tried this brand in a really long time. Mm-hmm. I took home a few things. One of the things I took home was this Fidomer exfoliating cream. It really is just a cream you put on your face. And it doesn't have like, you know, crazy beads or scrubbies in it or anything. It just feels like a moisturizer. You leave it on for, it's like a thick white cream. Leave it on for 5 minutes. Do whatever you have to do. I was doing stuff in my kitchen, whatever. And then I went back into the bathroom, rinsed it off, and my skin was really soft. It is one of the most gentle. It was.
I have so many questions. Like, gentlest. Do you ever gommage, like rub it in?
Or no, you don't know.
Almost it like it's a face mask. Almost.
It's like it's like a creamy face mask,
but yet and exfoliating.
Yes. And I can't tell you like what it's really exfoliating with. I think it has enzymes in it, but it was really nice, very gentle, especially right now when like my skin's very dry.
I haven't touched an exfoliator in like 2 months.
Yeah. I'm not interested in like putting acids on my face or
Mama
scrubby
needs creams.
Bits. It's like a beautiful, it's like a moisturizing pack that somehow has.
Ooh, a pack. Remember packs?
It's such a pack. It's
like
such a pack.
Like hair packs were so like the thing back in the day. But a face pack.
Oh, it's a pack.
I love that.
I'm not going to shout these things out because I will be here all day. But I took home like a Fidomer moisturizer. I took home and make an amazing like a cream cleanser. The textures are creamy, hydrating. If you have dry skin and you want to feel like you're in a French spa, this line is for you.
I mean, sold, done. Let's go home.
Love it. So yeah, it was really nice to go back.
That's a good one.
Try the exfoliating cream first.
Okay, that's the highlight, the raise a wand.
Yeah, it's good if you have dry skin.
Thanks for reminding us of that brand and having such a fun show with me. Jess,
this was really nice.
It was. Get your beauty sleep.
Okay.
And I'm going to find the joy. I'm going to find some joy in people's joy.
Joy in others' joy.
Be more joyful than angry. Why be angry if you could be joyful?
Yeah, it's a choice. Make the right choice, people.
Make the choice.
All right, we'll see you Friday.
Get your beauty sleep.
We hope you enjoyed the show. It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com. We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.